بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفي رواية عبد الله بن كعب بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال كعب: فقل رجل يريد أن يتغيب إلا ظن أن ذلك سيخفى به ما لم ينزل فيه وحي من الله. And we read so far the riwayat of Hazrat Ka'b ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu in the expedition of Tabuk, when the Muslims were faced with heavy odds of the enemies, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had commanded everyone to go out for this expedition, for this jihad. And he further explained that there were so many people that their names also were not taken, were not recorded in a register. And Hazrat Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu further says that it was such that if a person wanted to absent himself from not going, it was very easy because there were so many participants, everyone was getting ready, the whole of Medina was, everyone was getting ready to go. Except, however, if Allah ta'ala had sent wahi, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will not know that so and so has not come. Otherwise, it was such a huge army that for anyone could have easily just slipped away and have gone unnoticed if he did not take part in this battle. وَغَزَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ تِلْكَ الْغَزْوَةَ حِينَ طَابَتِ الثِّمَارُ وَالظِّلَالُ. And this expedition also took place at that time when the fruit was ripe on the trees, the khajurs, the dates were ripe, and also the shadows were thick. That is, it was very nice to be in the orchards at that time. What also comes in other riwayat, that there was drought for a few years before this, and they did not have crops. Now this year the crops have come, and they have come very well also. And the fruit trees were laden with khajurs, and they wanted to take the fruit, pay their debts also which they had, and now they could live nicely. Everything was very conducive to stay behind in Medina Sharif. وَأَنَا إِلَيْهَا أَسْعَرْ. And my eye also inclined towards these things, to be here in Medina, the fruit, the nice thick orchards, the shade that was there, everything. But the jahaza Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wal muslimuna ma'ahu. And however, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started the preparations, and this was not an overnight but a few days, because it was a long journey. It also comes in other narrations that there was shortage of funds also, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made public announcements for people to donate towards this. This was that occasion that Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu had donated huge amounts also, animals also, cash also, for this whole expedition, for them to go out in this battle. And the Muslims also all prepared. وَتَفِقْتُ أَخْدُ لِكَيْ أَتَجَهَّزَ مَعَهُ. And my condition was also such that I would wake up in the morning to get prepared and to go out for this expedition. I would go out, but it just happened so, فَأَرْجِعْ وَلَمْ أَقْضِ شَيْئًا. And I would come back and I would not have been able to do anything. And this was also perhaps the inclination for that he was in his heart to stay behind. So that determination perhaps was not completely there. So he went out to prepare every morning, but he just couldn't get anything done to prepare. وَأَقُولُ فِي نَفْسِي. And I used to say to myself, أَنَا قَادِرٌ عَلَى ذَلِكَ إِذَا أَرَدْتُ. And whenever I want to go out, I will be able to go out. Because as explained before also, that he said, this time I was the most wealthiest also, and I was never so wealthy before. I had all the money, and my health was also very good. Whenever I wanted to, I could just go out. So this being satisfied what condition is also a serious thing. Like a person feels that for Jamaat Namaz, People are going, I'll go, I can manage it, I've got my car, I can go anytime. A person delays, and finally he finds that he did not go for namaz. Perhaps he did not even get out of his bed, thinking, I'll go just now, I'll manage, there's nothing stopping me. So the first opportunity a person desires to do any good, he should not procrastinate. He should take the opportunity and do that good, otherwise he gets left behind. And this is in many other matters also. Donating towards a cause, everyone else is giving, and a person feels, I've got enough, I'll give, and I will do this. I want a borehole to be dug there, for example. And before he knows, other people have taken it up. I wanted to give the musallas for the first saf in the masjid. Before he knows, other people have taken it up. So a person, whenever any good work comes, we should not procrastinate. We should try and do it as soon as possible. فَلَمْ يَزَلْ يَتَمَادَ بِي حَتَّى إِسْتَمَرَّ بِالنَّاسِ الْجِدُّ. He says, I kept on procrastinating until the people kept on preparing, and they got fully prepared already, and I was still procrastinating. فَأَصْبَحَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ غَادِيًا وَالْمُسْلِمُونَ مَعَهُ. And the time came already that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam now set off for this expedition, and the Muslims were with him. وَلَمْ أَقْضِ مِنْ جَهَازِ شَيْئًا. And I did not yet prepare anything. All the time thinking, I will do it, but I did not prepare anything. ثُمَّ غَدَوْتُ فَرَجَعْتُ وَلَمْ أَقْضِ شَيْئًا. And even then, I used to get up in the morning, go out in the bazaars, get my things ready, get prepared, but I would return and I would not have been able to do anything whatsoever. فَلَمْ يَزَلْ يَتَمَادَ بِي حَتَّى أَسْرَعُ وَتَفَارَتِ الْغَزْوَ. And I kept on procrastinating until such a time that the army now, the mujahideen, already left, and this whole mujahideen, they set off on their journey already, and yet I did not prepare anything. So the lesson till here is that further he says, فَهَمَمْتُ أَنْ أَرْتَحِلَ فَأَدْرَكَهُمْ. And I thought that I've got these very good camels, at any time I can go, though I'll be late, but I'll catch up with them. And I will also go. So this thing here, procrastination is the greatest thief of time also. And in our deen also, procrastination is that destroys a person. Maulana Ibrahim Devla said that most of the people of Jahannam will be also those who procrastinate. I will do it, and more comes finally and we did not do it. For example, I got debts, I'll pay them, I've got enough, I can make the arrangement. We don't pay our debts. We got our qaza namazes, I'll make my qaza namazes. I've got enough time, I can do it any time. I'll go in jamaat, I'll go for umrah, I'll read all my qaza namazes. And many other things also, we keep on procrastinating, maut comes and a person did not do it. So this is a very, very serious also weakness in people, in us all, procrastination. That I will do it and then we don't get to do it. May Allah give us tawfiq that whenever a good thought comes, to do it as soon as possible, immediately. And a person who does that, Allah's help is with him. And then Allah helps him even further, and he becomes stronger and stronger. And a person who procrastinates becomes weaker and weaker, until finally he cannot do anything. May Allah save us of all our weaknesses, and remedy all these weaknesses that we have, and that we be prepared for deen and the matters of akhirat without any delay. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا.